This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB.
Oh, snap. I'm first this week.
What? That's right. We'll go first. Were you not done yet? Holy cow. Just because you got a Yankees hat on, don't mean you get to go first.
Look at the jealousy bug.
Man,
over there.
Man, I'm telling you, it's a hatred. Start calling you Bamani Jones over here.
You know, in the intro, when we say, when he, you cut him in and you say, I'm going to have me a name, and he says, Jesus Shuttlesworth. And it got me to think about Boston and them trying to get back together and dissing Ray Allen. When we make it, are we going to allow all the former cast members that have come and left this show back on the show for a reunion show?
I can tell you, when we originally started this show, there will be one person, no. He actually was in the studio. No, he was at the school 2 weeks ago. And I told him he could be here. Of course, he told me he would be here, and guess what? He's not. So, no, you can't.
Is it beef? Is it tension?
No, I just – it's a long story. Okay, okay. We'll go over okay. it later. Right. But, no, we'll have – how many other – let me see. Clay, Dr. Drew, Matty Ice. We actually had Matty on the show a couple of times.
I like Matty.
Of course, Matt's good.
I like Matty.
Player one.
Player one. Player to be named.
Player done.
Yeah, we'll have Jeffrey. Jeffrey's still part of the crew.
Yeah, I like to have Easy we'll back have, on, man.
Dude, I try to get Easy up here. So, only a Titans fan in North Carolina.
You want to come back on the show, you can come back on the show.
Absolutely.
You can't get paid, but you can come and say.
You can pay for things you want. Come on.
Right? Yeah. You going to charge them to come back?
Yeah, you pay $15.99.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Of course they can come back, man. But all, of course, sitting to the right of him is Mr. 315. There, you see, you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy now.
Okay. He's here. He's back.
What's going on?
And boy, do I have some good news for you. Mm. I can't wait for this NFL season.
Hold on. Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Well, you can make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com. Check out the tour, man. Come sit in. We're happy to have you.
And don't forget, we're sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new
ABC.
There you go.
The only one that matters.
And
to
listen,
us anyway.
I'm sorry if I'm kind of blending in today. You know, I'm going to have to watch this on my shirt.
You need to paint this damn.
Yeah. But I'm getting ready for baseball season, man. Pit
orange.
Message.
The Charlotte Knights are black and gold. What the hell
they're
does
having
orange have to do with the Charlotte
Knights? Pit Masters Day.
They can have a Pit Masters
this
Day.
This is their logo for the day.
That orange shirt. That,
come on,
what
man.
What is that? Like creamsicle orange? Yeah. Or
that? Remember that old Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Hey, exactly. Color? Who didn't like those Tampa Bay Buccaneers jerseys?
Oh, I did.
I love them.
Shoot, I had the hat on a few weeks back.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I love it. Dude,
I love that.
Their jersey was just as bad as their play then.
They need to come back with that color.
But the jerseys were nice. I'm just saying.
And those jerseys were. They were.
Anyway, they were. I'm wearing it.
Like you're a target. You walking around with that on, they can find you. They'll get you.
I know. Hey.
Be careful out here in these streets.
Then I got my burnt orange hat.
Right.
You know, I'm getting ready for the barbecue day. It's July. It's not until July 16th, though. But we can look forward, right?
Yeah, you're a little premature there.
It's all right. I can celebrate. It's going to be a good day. Anyway, we got a great show. You know, but I can't. Can I go ahead and tell the news for Mr.
Please. I want to know what's going on.
So not only did you get Mike Glennon and another quarterback in the draft, Trubisky.
Right.
You also signed as your number one wide receiver today,
Victor Cruz.
I knew that was going to happen, too. I was just saying that. I was joking
yesterday.
I can't
wait for football season.
If Victor Cruz can come back and be a shade of what Victor Cruz was 4 years ago.
He can't separate anymore, though, from what I saw. But if he – shoot, I'm not mad at that.
The man can catch the football. Like, a lot of these young receivers can separate, but they can't catch.
No one.
And you're hoping Kevin White, number 6 overall pick, Kevin White –
I think he went. Didn't he go, I thought he went higher than 6.
No, he was 6.
He was 6. Was it 6? Amari Cooper
was still
3 or 4 that year.
Yeah. I got to look.
Cooper went before him.
I thought White was before Cooper.
But yeah, Kevin White, number 6. Number 6 overall pick.
Oh, by the way, he's hurt again.
Is
he sat White? Out. He sat out of OTAs the first day, yeah.
Well, thank God for my man Cameron Meredith. Gosh, what a find. Cameron Meredith. Did y'all re-sign him?
I don't know.
Yes, he's back. But, I mean, do you really expect anything? Cameron Meredith?
He was catching passes from who was the quarterback last year for Chicago?
Matt Barkley?
Hoyer was.
Matt Barkley.
Him and Hoyer.
Heaney.
Cutler got hurt.
No, we never had Chad Henne. We never had him.
That was Caleb Henne.
Caleb Haney.
Whatever.
Who almost took us to the Super Bowl.
Haney, whatever.
He almost took us to the Super
took
Bowl.
Took you to the Super Bowl when?
The 2010. Remember when Cutler went out with the
injury? Sore thumb?
No, when he tore his the exercise bike game, the NC Championship game.
Yeah, that's when he went out with thumb.
No, it was his, they said later his ACL or something. Well, it had nothing to do with thumb.
Well, good luck, Bears. Good luck, Chicago. Good luck, Victor Cruz. I like this move.
I do, too. That's all we have. I'll take it.
Run over the middle of the field and catch passes from Mike Glennon. Because, damn it, he needs something.
We're gonna stink. I already know that. My season is over already. I know this.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
I know this.
Long neck is not that bad.
He's all right.
Long neck is
the only problem is he's not that good either.
We don't know because he keeps getting replaced.
I know. Did you not see the 6-7 games he started in Tampa before they got Jameis?
Dude, they had a bad team.
The proof was Jameis had a bad team, too, and he still won 6 games.
But he's Jameis.
I will go out on a limb and say
– And he's from Florida State.
I will go out on a limb and say he is better than Brock Osweiler.
Osweiler wins more games with Cleveland than Mike Glennon with Chicago.
Did y'all hear what Brock Osweiler said?
No, don't say it because we're saving it.
Okay.
Yeah, Brock, I know.
I'm already saying Brock Osweiler wins more games in Cleveland than Mike
Glennon wins. You think Mike Glennon wins more games? No, Mike Glennon doesn't win more games.
Better all around than Chicago is right now.
I can't believe we're arguing about the Browns and the Bears.
leave my Bears alone. Listen.
Who's going to be crappier?
Yeah. I posted the Brock Osweiler thing on the page.
Did. Yeah, you did.
But
no, we'll talk about
it. But Glennon will be better than him. Because y'all know how I feel about Brock
Osweiler.
That's a good
question.
I feel that he should still be in prison.
Who's going to be better?
Stealing all that money.
The Browns or the Bears?
So, Facebook in.
Come on, man.
Periscopians. Hold on. Periscopians, Facebookians, let us know what you think. Who's going to be better?
Y'all gonna do
Mike Glennon or Brock Osweiler?
Yeah, who has more wins? Mike Glennon or Brock Osweiler?
I'm going Mike Glennon. I think at least.
I mean, the over-under is like. Got to be like 4.
Yeah. All right. So
first one to 4 wins is going to win this thing.
I'm going to say at least 3 wins for Glennon.
And Brock Osweiler will have 4.
I think he'll have 2.
Watch.
If he even starts. He's not on start.
What are we betting on? The Spam and Nutella sandwich?
I'm not doing damn Spam. I already had 12 donuts, man.
Scared.
Whatever. I ain't scared. Dude, you really question me and food?
No. I will never again after what I saw. Never again.
Don't question me and food.
But the second I mention Spam and Nutella, it's,
we
good.
Fine,
Spam is the worst.
I'm not placing my life.
That salty meat.
No, I'm not
That's
placing
why I'm
my life.
Nutella the sweet. To
hey,
cut it.
I am not placing my life in Brock Osweiler hands. All right, first of all. All right, there's no way.
No, I'm taking Osweiler. I'm letting you take your boy.
You let me take Lone Nick?
I'm letting you take Mike Glennon.
So we'll make a bet on who has more wins.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you take your boy from NC State, Mike
Glennon. Osweiler's not even start. That doesn't count if he plays a half a quarter.
Brock Osweiler will
He has to start from start of the game to the end of the game. That means they have to play. He's not even the starter week one.
Trust me. Before the season is over, Brock Osweiler is going to make his share of starts for the Cleveland Browns.
I don't think he is.
With Cody Kessler.
Kessler's the starter.
Cody Kessler
or Kessler. Kaiser.
Kessler's the starter.
Ready to play?
No, but Kessler's start. at least six games.
Oh, stuff go left. Kaiser will be in by week seven, week eight, if stuff goes left.
Brock Osweiler will go be in at week one.
But week one, yeah, week one, I think.
At least 4 wins for Brock Osweiler.
I don't know why it has to follow food that I have to keep eating. Because, listen, I'm trying to lose weight, and you trying to make me eat more.
It's just a one-time thing, man. All right,
we'll discuss one night stand. We'll discuss a wager. We'll discuss a wager. Let's get into the show. Hot sauce today. Let's first and foremost, before we get started, thoughts and prayers out to Cortez Kennedy and his family. He passed away at age 48 yesterday.
Mm. I remember picking the Seahawks on Madden, and he was on that defensive line, and he was dominant as hell.
Just
on that
a real
game.
Fast stat: he is the only defensive player of the year on a 2-14 team. 2-14.
The good old Seahawks. We need those days to come back
with the navy blue, with the royal blue jerseys.
They were just bad.
Silver helmets.
I would say that he, to me, was better than Warren Sapp. He was the original defensive lineman.
I don't know about that.
I think he was better than
Sapp. I don't know about that.
You don't think he was better than Sapp?
Warren Sapp was unbelievable. Cortez was playing in his prime.
Mm. And Cortez
was on
amazing.
The ring.
Yeah, but Sapp was on good teams. That guy never had a good team.
Whose fault is that?
I'm just saying.
You get more recognition when your team wins. Warren Sapp's team won.
Yeah, Sapp had.
So you think Sapp's the only defense lineman better than him then? Interior defense lineman.
There's I'm a talking few about defense right tackle. Now that might
Who's
be
ahead of him?
Aaron Donald.
Is ahead of Cortez Kennedy?
When it's all said and done, more than likely.
Well, I ain't saying when in 10 years. I'm talking about
even
now.
The first 5 years, Aaron Donald has been dominant.
That. I wouldn't put him ahead of Cortez now. All right, who else is ahead of him? Where do you got him? You got him top five at least?
Cortez.
At D-tackle? I mean,
you just said it, 2-14. He probably in the top 10. But D-tackle,
top 10?
Yeah, maybe in the
you
top
ain't got him in the top five?
No.
Dude,
why
wrong?
I gotta have him in the top five?
It's Cortez Kennedy.
I don't give a crap.
All right. God, he's probably got two.
He don't
he's,
have to be in
he's
my
probably
top
got
10.
Two Panthers
in your
up
top
there.
10.
All right. I didn't say he has. Oh,
said,
no, he does.
I got
have to, he does have to be in my.
Yeah, I didn't say. See, I knew it.
Come on, Short.
I knew it.
He's so crap. Where you got him? You got him in top 10 at least?
Cortez?
Yeah.
Even
top five? Can you tell me five players bearing him?
No, he's top five.
At defensive tackle?
He's top five. Unless in
Vince Wilfork. Vince Wilfork, multiple time Super Bowl champion.
That doesn't make him better.
Vince Wilfork was unbelievable for New England for years.
When did you get on this Super Bowl rant where you got to have more Super Bowls?
Ain't
be
it all about the championships?
And it's kind of tough in football.
Isn't
too,
it always where? All about the championships? Why is Tom Brady the greatest? Because he's got championships, right?
And
Marino clearly has more arm talent, right? But we don't put Marino up there because he
we
has.
We do put him a top 10.
But Marino.
Top 10. We put Marino
top
10.
10. Not the greatest of all time.
I could argue top 5.
He's top. Marino's top 3 to me.
I could argue top 5.
He's probably the
John Elway. Way more arm talent than Tom Brady. He's not the GOAT because he
no,
only
John
got two
Elway,
of them things.
No, but if you compare overall every. To me, it's tiers. All right. And he's Dan Marino's on that second tier because you got Joe Montana, Tom Brady, guys like that. And yes, they have more Super Bowls, but you got to look at regular seasons and other things. That in fact,
Elway was dominant in the regular season, but we don't call Elway the GOAT.
Elway wasn't dominant in regular season stats.
Shoot,
he wasn't
team,
all. He was no.
He was
I'm talking about
Super
stats.
Bowls.
Stats.
We're talking numbers.
Top five.
If we're
guy,
talking numbers. Dan Marino.
Dan
I mean,
Marino was there every.
To me, he's not the best quarterback. To me, Dan Marino. He's probably the best thrower of the football I've ever
Dan
seen.
Dan Marino is just like Drew Brees. All right, numbers. Yes, he has a Super Bowl, but Marino has those records.
I will
mean, he's
say
right there with him
for John Elway. He had something called the drive against a certain team.
No. Yeah.
And that team has not been the same since.
No offense, but everybody's had a drive against them.
But
in the last
no,
years.
This team was really good before that happened.
No, I know.
Then the very next year, the fumble. Then
and you see what it is now.
Then you had Jordan's the shot. Everything was a title in Cleveland. Every mishap they've ever had has a title to it.
So anyway, yes, Cortez
the decision.
Kennedy. Yeah. Cortez Kennedy, rest in peace, man.
Definitely.
Seattle's going to definitely look out for him.
Moving on, Darrell Revis will not face any discipline by NFL for assault charges. We knew that was going to happen. James Harden, LeBron, Russ, Kawhi, Anthony Davis named all NBA first team. Paul George not selected, loses chance at $210 million. Is it right for media to select the all NBA team?
No. Hell no.
Why not? Give me a reason.
They don't just say play. Hell no.
Just don't give me a hell. Tell me a better.
They don't tell me a better play. Way.
Okay, who should vote on it?
Players, coaches, executives.
Hell no. I see that happening in baseball every year. That's a bad mistake. And football.
Well, you don't want the fans.
So you yeah. let these writers, this dickhead writer that said LeBron James isn't NBA all first team. Come on, man. Every other writer, yeah, LeBron James first NBA all first team, no problem. This one dickhead, not LeBron James.
He was fourth in MVP vote. They had him fourth.
Well, he should the be. Regular season. He doesn't play for. He the regular
should be
season.
Fourth in MVP this year. I know you, Mr. James Harden, over. Yeah, the one that stunk you up first round.
That was the playoffs.
Yeah,
MVP is a regular season award.
That's like we talked about Monday, the Michael Jordan playoff award, man.
All right, so
please.
All right, so you say yeah, no, they shouldn't. What do you say?
Or just not 100%, like 25%
of the votes come to me. Kind of like, yeah.
Like they do.
I think it should be 25%.
A small percentage, but it should be peers, I think, personally.
I don't think it should be just players. I think it should be coaches, players, media should all have that.
And you
percentage.
Can have Hall of Famers vote on this too.
No, that would be fine.
A panel of Hall of Famers
or have
as
a
well.
Committee for the MVP and exactly. different things. Have like 12. 13 people.
Get Kareem decide. On that committee. Have Shaq on that committee. Former players, executives, former coaches. I mean.
But not all media, no.
Yeah, it can't be all.
Because, you know, even media has an in for a lot of these
media,
players.
Media's outlets have agendas.
Hell, remember,
not all always of them. Have, not all of them.
No,
not
like, all of Wendy, them.
No, that's not true.
Have agendas.
No, that's not true.
We got
I listen
news to push. We yeah. need ratings.
That's not true.
What about
Wendy Windhurst, I listen
what
to.
What about when Harden didn't make any of the All-NBA teams last year? That was crazy.
Was he supposed to make it?
Yeah, yes. Hell yeah.
Well, his team like, was an eighth seed with
and,
Dwight Howard.
And he was 27 a game. You know what I'm saying? Was he? Yeah, so he should have been left off one of those in all three.
Who were the guards that were ahead of him last year? Steph Curry? Russell Westbrook?
I don't have it in front of me. We're going to have
I mean, making an all NBA team at one of those six guard positions with. As many talented guards there are in the NBA is really, really
tough. He should have been on the third.
Like,
at least.
Klay Thompson didn't make all NBA. And he's probably the best two-way guard in the league at the two-guard position.
I don't know. I just – does someone want to speak?
No, go ahead.
I agree. I think that he should have made it. I think he should have made it. I'm actually looking it up right now.
We do. In case you didn't know, we do have a guest on the show.
I was about to say that, man. So oh, my goodness.
Why don't you introduce him?
I was about to. I know. I don't know.
Well, go
ahead. I was just saying. I didn't know when we were going
to
include
him. I told him when he got ready to talk, he was more welcome.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
We
okay.
do have a guest on the show today.
Fans, what's going on?
Introduce yourself.
Did Kyrie? Jaquan Offer here.
Right. Kyrie didn't make all NBA team either this year, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He made all NBA? Which team?
Third.
13
I think
with
13.
John Wall? I thought Isaiah Thomas and John Wall were the third team because Harden and Westbrook were first team at the guards. Curry and somebody else.
I think another problem, though, is doing it by position. All right? Let's do away with these positions.
It should
be top 10 players or top 15 should make the all team.
No matter position.
Yeah, because DeAndre Jordan made the third team before Paul George? Please.
DeAndre Jordan is a defensive monster. He shoots
60%
from the field.
Before
he has
Paul
15,
George, though,
rebounds. But it was a front court position.
I know that's my problem, though. Is that's what I'm saying.
Paul George's team was barely snuck into the playoffs, and he wasn't excellent all year.
No, but he still had one.
DeAndre
of the best
Jordan
seasons.
Was there damn near every game. Had to play through another Blake Griffin injury. Another Chris Paul timeout.
Another hack of DeAndre season. That's embarrassing for him, man. That has to be embarrassing.
I don't know. I mean, I get the media should have a say in it. But, yeah, like total, no. But I'm not leaving it up to
it's
the coaches
tough because
and players.
There's like 30 players in the NBA that
because
should be all NBA. No question.
A lot of these teams have that one guy that covers them every single game. And they should have a say. If you're a media and you cover them every single game, yeah, you should have a say. because you're watching the game just like everybody else. But, like, certain people really research it. I was listening to Winhurst talk about it. He actually researches it. He looks through the numbers, everything, to make sure before he votes. Some guys just like, all right, here goes my list. Actually research it. Don't just do it because you cover that team. You actually need to, you know, weigh it out and look at the other people in the league.
Oh, if everybody was like Brian Winhurst.
Stop hating.
Oh, my God.
Stop hating. What? You're in media and you're hating me.
No, I like Brian Winhurst. He's cool. But
all right. All right. We're moving on. With nearly 25% million participants, baseball and softball combined to rank as most biggest team sport in U.S. this year, 2016.
Well, you got all these companies that have, like, softball teams and stuff. It's just an easy sport to play.
Mm-hmm,
where? Yeah.
Anywhere, especially softball. You throw me a slow pitch softball, I'm gonna crush it. We can drink beers and have a barbecue right out of the park.
Yeah.
You can't bring it. You can't bring all that into the
gym. But nobody's playing baseball anymore outside in the backyard or anything like that because it's hard to get people together to play.
And plus, all these houses are bunched in together. Where are you gonna play?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And with softball, they have company leagues and things like that.
But yeah,
so. Does that go into it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah,
and it depends on the. You said they asked 25 million people? Which 25 million people did they ask?
I don't know.
Where? I need more details.
Yeah, because I've been in a...
Well, won't you ask Brian Winhurst?
He wouldn't know. He only knows LeBron stats.
All right.
He knows LeBron's middle school stats.
Right?
All right. let's get into NFL talk then. NFL changes overtime to 10 minutes instead of 15.
Who cares?
Can I ask a question before you cut me off?
I was going to say,
do you agree with the change? Should the NFL just get rid of overtime because of concussions and stuff? Should they just get rid of overtime, or do you like the move or what?
Get rid of it. Just play for a tie. Just make it a tie. Move on to next week. You make them play an extra 10 minutes. What if it's they're a short week and they got to go in on Thursday? They played an extra quarter, then they got to go play Thursday. That's some bull crap. Just call it a tie. Move on.
Seattle or Arizona complained about that too this year after they had that overtime game. I can't remember which team it was, but
I think it was Arizona because Arizona had to play that Thursday,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, they complained about that.
And, you know, they got old brittle Carson Palmer back there. Man, it was tough. Just call it a tie, man. Move on. And then – if two teams are tied at the end of the season for the last playoff spot, you take total points scored.
This is not hockey. This is not soccer where we play for ties. Now, I will say, get rid of the overtime. Do something in the last minute of the game. All right? Do something. I don't care. Line up. Do goal line situation. Do college football. There you go. We got 30 seconds. You get both teams get the ball.
I have a better idea. Let's leave it up to the kickers. 55 yards out. Start them from there.
No, start at the 40 and go there. And
each one kicks until someone misses. That way nobody gets hurt. Maybe the kicker gets hurt. Who cares?
It's a kicker. We can get a kicker.
Yeah, start them at the 55-yard spot.
Start at the 50? Are you serious? Nobody will make them at the 55. You got to start
that
at the
way
40.
You can get less kicks. First attempt, 55 yards. If you miss and the other dude makes, there's the game. Bam. It's over. And if both of them make, then we're back up to 60.
What if we just do 7-on-7 drill?
I don't need to see that either.
I mean, just get the wide receivers, tight ends, quarterback, and running backs. Leave the linemen.
But then you're still getting people hit and chances for concussions. Put it in the kicker's hands. We need the kicker to be more relevant in the NFL.
If NFL really cared, they would just get rid of overtime. I mean, call it a tie, man. You know, that's 5 minutes in overtime.
Mm-hmm. I'm already spending 4 hours watching an NFL game. It is the slowest moving freaking sport in America. It's slower than baseball.
I hate overtime football because unless it's playoffs. I mean, regular season is
And then some of these NFL games, let's be real, it gets so stale. It's a lot of damn 3 plays, punt, 5 plays, punt, no freaking scoring. It's 10-10 going into the fourth quarter.
It really depends who plays, though. When it's the Jags and Browns playing in an overtime game, who's really caring?
I mean, if it's not your team playing, you're really not invested.
And wasn't it this year, the overtime game was in London. So Cincinnati.
In Jacksonville.
But at least they were scoring points. The game was in the 80s, the 90s. It was 6-6 out in Seattle, Arizona. That's true. That's terrible. I had to sit 5 hours for that in cold-ass Seattle.
Of course, you don't like defense in NBA, so I understand what you're saying.
I need points, man. Yeah. Give me something to cheer for so my blood can get flowing, especially if I'm in the 500 section. You know how cold it is in the freaking 500 section when that wind gusting through you? Especially in Century League Stadium. Oh, my God.
When have you been in Century League Stadium?
I can just imagine the cold. I feel the pain of the people that sat up there for that bull crap overtime game. Man, I feel your pain. Big Shot is here for you.
Yeah, all right. NFL also allows touchdown celebrations. Now you can do group and ground celebrations. thoughts, and will someone carry this too far?
Of course it's going to get carried too far.
And they should have been doing group anyway, I think, the whole time. The whole time they should have been doing group.
I mean, more group photos, the better. Can we bring the group to app?
Team game, right?
Right. One scores, we all score.
Yeah.
I was really hoping the dab would die.
The dab can't die, man.
I don't know, man. Listen, Beckham Jr. is already planning out. I'm waiting on all his friends to show up and join in on it. We'll have Justin Bieber out there. We'll have everybody out there helping him out.
One of the teams need to bring back that replacement one. You remember the movie Replacements?
Yes.
And old boy Orlando Jones.
That was great.
He scored and boom and flipped the ball over and linemen were falling down and then he put it to his own head.
You can't do any gun or bow and arrow or sexual innuendo.
Now nobody wants to see any players humping the ground, but come
on. No, like, was Antonio Brown's touchdown celebration okay? It's not in the rules. Pop? Yeah, it's not in the rules.
I don't know.
This year. No, they said nothing like Antonio Brown's play.
Okay. Can we dunk the goalpost again? Can y'all bring – are we going to bring that back? Jimmy Graham, where you at? You need to score like 20 touchdowns this season.
I'm waiting on Joe Horn's celebration to come back.
The cell phone?
The cell phone.
Bring back the T.O. Bring back the Sharpie. That's all we need.
Bring back the popcorn.
Hell yeah.
I liked all the Ocho Cinco's too.
Yeah, Chad was entertaining.
Yeah.
Steve Smith had some good ones.
No, Steve Smith, the boat, was one of the best, I thought. So now that'll be back. I'm excited for it. I'm just worried somebody's going to take it a little bit too far, and then Rodgers will be like, nope, stop it.
Roger just got to let it go, man.
Yeah. All right, my question of the week, everybody answers in. Here's what I want to ask you. If LeBron was not in the NBA right now, who would be the MVP, the leader of the league? Like him, not Durant or the Warriors, like the Greek Freak or somebody that's 25 years or younger. Who's going to be the next person to carry the torch in this league that's 25 or younger? You know, just like Kobe, MJ handed it off to Kobe, basically. Kobe, now LeBron. Who's going to be that next guy with that team that will be looking the way we do at LeBron right now? That's 25 or younger. Is he in the league now, or is he?
He's coming into the league in June. Lonzo Ball, Triple B, the big baller brand. You go over there and shrug your shoulders because of his father, it's whatever. This kid got massive game. And massive game, no matter who's around you, translate in the NBA. And this kid is going to be something special. Watch. And he's already getting the PR push thanks to LeVar. Like, I'm telling you, man. Lonzo Ball. And especially if he goes to the Lakers. Especially if he goes to the Lakers.
Only if he goes to the Lakers.
The next Kobe Bryant.
What?
With magic handles and passing ability.
The next Kobe Bryant?
Lonzo ain't scared to shoot.
This guy is not a shooter like Kobe Bryant. What? Are you serious?
Lonzo gets buckets.
When last time you see Lonzo score like that? He's not a... Dude, Jason Kidd at best.
That's why I compare him to.
Which tape you watching?
Okay.
All right, so you say Lonzo. All right, who you got, Mr. 315?
You said excluding Greek
25
Freak?
25 or younger. No, you can do Greek Freak if you think.
Him.
You think he's going to carry the league? I'm talking about LeBron. You look at LeBron and say, hey, you know.
That.
Kyrie, could it be Kyrie Irving? I don't know.
No.
Well, I mean, Kyrie is already getting his following.
Well, he's 25.
And they win another chip this year, and he kills Steph Curry again.
But do you see him taking it over? Like, do you see him taking
this lead?
He's going to
take the mantle of Cleveland.
No,
I'm talking about winning championships. I'm talking about the way
I told you who I got.
All right, you got Lonzo. Even as wrong as that might be.
Gosh, man. 25 and under?
25 and under. Because, I mean, or is
Kyrie's
it somebody
like
coming
26
in?
Anyway.
No, he's 25.
He's 25. He's 25. Yeah, he's right he's there. Yeah.
Do you know he's actually the same age as Kobe was when him and Shaq, when Kobe and Shaq did?
Oh, matter of fact, what am I thinking? What? Kawhi Leonard, my boy.
You think Kawhi? Yeah. What is he, 23?
25.
25?
He's 25 too.
You think Kawhi will take over?
I think so.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think he's a great player. I do, but that team's going to be different next year.
I like those.
Kawhi don't have the pizzazz.
He don't have
man.
The, yeah, he doesn't have the
but I'm talking about
the charisma.
You got to have that charisma off the court.
You got to have
some
swagger.
You can be a killer on the court.
You got
to
swagger.
Have it off the court. Yeah. He don't have that. And that's not in his personality. Duncan was a killer on the court.
Is he going to win 3 or 4 championships?
More likely.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, absolutely.
Is he going to win 3 or 4 more? Let me say that because he's got, what, 2 right now?
He's got one.
He's got one.
He has one.
Finals appearance.
I'm talking about a guy that's going to win 4 or 5 and be the next great player to pass
that
it.
25
to
and under, I don't see that
I mean,
guy.
Anthony Davis.
No, too injury prone. Yeah, he can't stay on the court. I don't see that guy. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about Monk coming out. Those guys. I mean, besides Lonzo, man.
As far as a star coming into the draft, is Lonzo. Like I see star with him.
I can see Fultz.
Kids already like the Lonzo Ball effect. Like LaVar Ball don't scare the kids from Lonzo. They like Lonzo's game. Lonzo got that charisma, man. Dropped the freestyle on the Drake beat.
I like Lonzo too, though.
He got game.
I wish he changed that shooting form, though. God,
yeah, he don't need to change nothing. You just need to make him when you open. That matters.
Could he get that release off in the NBA though?
Sean Marion got a release off,
but it's quick. Lonzo's not quick though.
Besides
like Sean Marion.
His dad, I mean, you know, Lonzo, he doesn't have his shot. He doesn't score. Like one
that's
of those
what they said about Steph Curry's shot. Look at Steph Curry now.
No, he's not, dude. All right, I've seen enough of his game. He ain't gonna be Steph Curry scoring 35.
Now he's not gonna be as good a shooter.
That's
as Steph
what I'm
Curry.
Saying.
Like Steph Curry,
he's
is
not
ridiculous.
Gonna be a great shooter.
But
he's
shooting
be,
great isn't Steph Curry.
He's going to be a facilitator, maybe like Steve Nash.
He's gonna be Steve Nash, know, Jason Kidd.
But the kid can score, and they're gonna eventually ask him to score.
No, they're not.
The
he goes,
way the NBA is played now,
you need to score a point
your
guard.
Your two
you
guards need, need to be able to score 20 plus. It's just
he'll score 20. He ain't gonna score 25.
That's why I don't. That's
he
why
ain't scoring 25,
he's gonna get 25.
That's why I don't get the fact that if they do draft them, get rid of Russell. No, you can't. Like I said last week, you keep Russell too. If you get Lonzo Ball,
you
keep
young talent.
You keep Russell
and figure that out later.
Yeah, right. you
so
keep him.
Give up young talent.
Yeah, you don't keep, right. you keep
so
him.
So you got Lonzo, you man. Got Greek Freak.
No, I got Kawhi.
You got Kawhi.
But I said Greek Freak as far as like being that next star. You talk about winning championships and carrying the torch. No, he's not that.
You got a name? No. You got one?
I would like to see how Ben Simmons, you know,
about Ben.
We all forgot about him.
Yeah, I mean, he got taller.
That was the guy I was getting ready to mention. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. If they play healthy and stay in the league, I think Philly and those two guys could run the NBA.
I need a season.
They have
I need to see a season
healthy.
Of Ben Simmons, though. I need to see a season.
But I got Ben Simmons.
I like,
about,
and I like
you talk
him.
About Lonzo. Like Ben Simmons is better than Lonzo Ball.
We'll see. If
I will put my money on him over Lonzo.
Like, two things Ben Simmons ain't got going for him. No jump shot and no free throw shooting. And those are detriments if you can't do those two things in the league.
Especially
I mean,
the point guard
LeBron
position.
Now, though.
Especially the point guard position.
LeBron was something different, man. Nobody's LeBron James. Like,
yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah, ain't too many of those coming around.
Ain't nobody going to be like LeBron James. We got to stop that, man.
Well, no, they're. All right, stop it. We also said there's no going to be nothing like Kobe and nothing. But there's going to be somebody that takes that mantle. Away from LeBron and leads the next decade. We always have it. It's always there in the NBA. Somebody always does it from somebody like Magic, Jordan, Bird. They all done it where you take it to the next guy.
Yeah.
And I can see it be Ben Simmons, maybe Lonzo. But no, we're not going to have that player anymore. I'm so tired of that argument of, no, Jordan. And I mean, whatever. Jordan was Jordan back in the 90s. Today's LeBron, you know, and he's doing his thing. All right, I just wanted to see what your guys' opinions was. You know, if you got somebody on Facebook or Periscope, let us know what you think, who the next guy will be. All right. Y'all got anything else?
Nope.
All right. You're listening to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. When we come back, we'll go into local sports.